This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi Rir and Kalim, Vav Beis. Today we're doing Vav Beis and Vav Gimel, Veb through Vug. Okay, yesterday, that was a long cheer. Hey, Adolf. I'll get to go a little quicker today. Hey, Adolf, and we did Vav Aleph, right? Yeah, okay. Hey, Adolf. We have a tanner of stone. Generally speaking, stone, Kalim, are not Makabal Tuma. There are going to be some exceptions we're going to learn about later today. But a stone oven or a metal oven, they don't have tumbas kli cheres. But the metal one would have kli matechos. Okay, it's not the easiest to read, but that's what it means. If it got a hole, a nick, or a crack, and you added tit, a tefela, you made a patch, or like a ring to fix your rim that got damaged, then has a din of kli cheres, but probably you have to put it into the shesiku, yeah? Yeah. How big of a nekev that we say that new cheres now turns into a kli cheres? It was big of a nekev that fire was going out of the hole. Bechein bekira, the same thing applies to a kira. Okay. Kira of stone or metal is tahar, but the metal one is a din of klimatachos. If it got a hole, if it got a nick, if it got a crack, and you patched on the bottom with pitputim with these legs, which is a strange thing. What? Yeah, because it got a crack on the bottom, it can't stand, and I put pitput, now it can stand. That's the din of kli cheres. Okay. If you spread tit on the inside or the outside, it's tahira. What's this going on? The kira of even or materos. I think they say tanner would be different, like, because tanner actually needs it. The kira doesn't, because the tanner you bake on, you cook on the walls, or the kira you cook on top. So it doesn't. It's tahira, meaning that extra layer is tahira, because it's not playing a vital role. Yehuda says in the inside it's tame, and the outside it's tahira. Mm-hmm. Okay. We learned it Vav Aleph. Okay. One who made three pitputs, three cheres legs in the ground, and he attached them with tit, in order to put a pot on top, like a very makeshift type of kira, is tame. You're like, that's considered a teich, and inside, yeah? It's tumas ivory when you go inside. Wow, this is unbelievable. You put something inside, that's considered, it's almost like a tripod. Wow. Okay. Fascinating. If you put three metal ones in the ground, you put a kadir on top, and you made a place on top for the pot to stand, it's tahira. Why? Because it's metal attached to the ground. Metal attached to the ground, it's tahira. Okay? Fine. Only by cheres to say it's mekabel tuma attached to the ground. Next. Okay. Stones. Now, this is important. I don't think we did this due justice yesterday. We were kind of a little bit, it was a long shear, so we kind of didn't do it well. Let's learn it again. Kira took two stones and made kira through two stones. Now, remember something. Stones are not mekabel tuma. A kira of Evan is tahira. We learned that last Mishnah. Evan is tahira. This one's tame. Why? Because since you attach it with tit, that gives a din of kli cheres. Wow. Two stones is enough to be able to support your kedera. That din of kli cheres because you attached it with tit.
It's such a small amount, and it becomes
just a little bit. Yehuda says, I need a third one, give it more support. Or put it against the wall, give it more support. Okay, now this last line is highly debatable. One in the tit, one not in the tit, it's tahira. What does that mean? One way of learning the way we said yesterday is according to Yehuda, two stones have to be attached to each other with tit. Even the third one is just extra support, not attached with tit, it's still tahira. It has to be all three attached. It doesn't have a dinikli cheres. Again, this is going on the stones. The stones have a dinikli cheres and be attached with tit. Another upshot they say is that it's to be attached to the ground. That attaching to the ground also gives a din of kli cheres. And they say that these two pshatim are not arguing with each other, they're both true. They're arguing how to learn the Mishnah, but they're both true. Whether you attach them to each other with tit, or attach them to the ground with tit, they become a kira of cheres, even though they're stone. Tremendous cheres. Okay. That's very necessary for what we're going to learn today. Mishnah Beis. Evan Shei Seifis Aleh Va'ala Taner. They have a stone that you're putting onto it a pot. Aleha on it Va'ala Taner on an adjacent Taner. And in between you have the fire. Okay. This stone is attached to the ground with tit. So we already know. We have a stone attached to the ground with tit, attached to each other with tit. Oh, klicheres, klicheres. Be going the alarm bells in our heads. Aleha v'al akira, or on a stone and akira. Same thing. Aleha v'al akupach, akupach. Fine. Kaifach, whatever you call it. Tmeya. The inside of this oven is tame. The oven that's attached to the ground with tits. And the kli cheres that's next to it, it's all considered one kli, it's all one big kli cheres. If a sheretz would fall in between them, they all become tamei. Even though we know that a kira of Evan is not tamei, but here it's tamei, because it's attached to the ground with tit. Here we go again. When you have an Evan that's attached to the ground with tit, it's a din of kli cheres, because it's shaykh taner karaim yutas, detached from the ground, it's shaykh that posik. Mm-hmm. Okay. Beautiful pictures, beautiful pictures. Aleha v'ala Evan, on it, the stone that's attached to the ground, and a stone that's not attached to the ground. Oh. Aleha v'ala Sela. A Sela is a stone that's still attached to the ground from Sheishis Yimei HaBereishis, from the beginning of time, the days of creation. Aleha v'ala koison, it and on a wall. Tahira. It's tahira. Because it's not, doesn't have netitza. You need both. So the stone is attached with tit, that's klicheres, netitza, fine. But this other one, it's a sela, it's a wall. It's a stone not attached to the ground, not shaykh netitza. And therefore, the whole thing doesn't have a din of a taner. The wall's not attached to the ground? I guess not. Fine. Vizu ha'yisa kiras ha'nezirim shebi Yerushalayim. This was the kira for the Nazirites in Jerusalem. In the Lishkas HaNazirim, we learned about Midos. It was done this way. Shekineged HaSela. They made a stone opposite a rock that stuck out of the ground. They cooked the Shlomim of the Nazir. Why were they doing this? You see over here, to prevent the basar of the karm becoming tame. But why only this one? See over here, because this was a lishka that was not used very often. I was more concerned there was a sheret there. Fun? So again, when the stones are, when those, we had those three pits attached to each other, I guess that gives the din the tzitza, even though they're not attached to the ground. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. All right, where am I? Yeah, we're talking about the Nazarites here. Kiras hatabachim, the kira are the big cooks, the professionals. So they have a bunch of stones lined up, one next to the next, to the next, to be able to cook a bunch of pots at once. Bezman shenoyis in even, bitzad even, stone nach stone nach stone. Yeah, here we go. If the stones are attached to the ground, with tit, yeah, that's a kira, fine. Okay. Yes, yeah, so is it attached to tit? Is it either attached to the ground or to each other with tit? Therefore, they have tumas kira. Yeah, either one's enough. Well, imagine it's even beside even. It's ma'achas mehen. One becomes tameh. Share it's cousin one of them. Loinitz mekul. The rest are not tameh. This is like a chli charis. There's many compartments. If one becomes tameh, the others do not. Like we had in Beis Zion, the kalmarim hamutu amos.
It better be very thick stones.
One has nothing to do with the other. Because the rest of the klicher is not mentame megaboy. And each one, relative to the next one, it's gaboy. It's the outside. So the tumen one is not mentame the other. Okay. Mishnah Gimel. Shaloi shavonim, shasen shteki rayim. Three stones next to each other that some totally now have two ovens, two air spaces between one and two, between two and three. Okay. And the middle stone is serving both ovens. Now again, we're here talking about they're attached with tit. Right? So here we go. Shalish avanim, shalasan shteki rayim. Anid me'achas mene chitsayna. If a chitzoni becomes tummy, ha'em tzoyis ha'meshamesh as ha'tameya tameya. The middle stone that's serving the tummy one is tummy. Ha'meshamesh as tahira, what's serving the tahir oven, the other one, tahira. And what does that mean? So basically, you're going to divide the stone into two parts. This part that's on that side is tummy. The half of the stone on that part is tar. The width of this stone is three fingers. I'm sorry. The stone is needed for each kira, three fingers worth of stone. So we're talking about the stone is exactly six exposed. Six etzba'os. Six fingers. Okay? Because if it would be more, then there would be no man's land in the middle. If it would be less, then more than half would be tummy. Okay. Good. They have the footnotes. This is the Shita of Wazir. Yech Menuri, who was it? Yeah. About the Kalmar Mamutu Amos, that he said the inner half splits the wall into two. And they try to make it that it can work according to the Chum.
Yeah, it depends on the thickness of the middle.
Right, exactly. Fine. Nitla hahate hoiram. Once you remove the outer stone of the tahiratika oven, the middle one has now been decided that it's fully there and present for the tummy one. Aha. And now the whole stone becomes tummy. Wow. That's fascinating. Wow. Those they say they don't like the zip shots.
it's going to come tummy just like that automatically? They say it means the future of Sheretz would come in. But they say, no, it seems to be a lot of learning it the way we said. Okay. Nitla hatameya, you took the stone on the other side. Now, the opposite. Huladim sayes the tyra, now it becomes tyra. Mm-hmm. Well, you ruined the first that kira that was tame. It's a destruction of the tanner of the kira. Mm-hmm. Nitmu shtayim achitzayniyos. The both ovens became tame, both kiras. Vaisem sayes gedayla. It's a big wide one in the middle. Noisin the zukedis fisim mikan zukedis fisim mikan v'shar tar. Three its boys for each one is tar. Because that's what's needed to be able to function for both kiras. If the middle one was less than 6 spice, then it's all tamei. If it's exactly as it's supposed also. Fine. Okay, it'd be 6 or less. I don't know why they say less than 6. 6 or less.
Here in my book, it just talks about the size of the pots that it can handle.
Oh, we'll get there in a second, okay. Nitlam tzayis. You now take away the middle stone. If I could put a big pot between the two outer ones, then it still retains the same kira and the tamei. This is a big chiddush because you created a new kira that didn't exist before. This is a big chiddush. It was two small ones, now it's one big one. It's a big chiddush. Hechzir, you put the middle one back to Haira because you destroyed the one large kira. Mm-hmm. It's a big chiddush. When you had two separate ones and you took out the middle one, we don't say that's considered destruction. Ah, they just now morphed into one big one. But the opposite we don't say? I need to ask one of the footnotes here. It's very hard to understand. Yeah. Yes, the Chayetz Kasha. Why, when you put back the middle one, that's considered destruction of the one large one? Mashainkin, when you took out the middle one, does not consider destruction of the two smaller ones. V'yish l'chalik. When you take out the middle one, you still have a kira. Mashainkin, when you put back the middle one, there's no more kira. That one's bottle. And the middle one is not yet been mechuberes betit. Aha. Oh, that's why. Because you didn't attach it with tit. This is from the chazanish. Aha. That's why. And stones have to be attached with tit. Aha. Fine. It's like zero to hira. Put it back. Mercha betit. If you attach the middle one with tit again, the Kabbalistim, once again, Misha Sakenu, when you heat it up, Kedil Vashala Asabeza, hot enough that you could cook the chicken egg. And then you have two new kiras. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day. Wonderful Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.